across the land. Blair Adams, entertainer and entrepreneur, answered the call. He joined forces with friend, businessman, and scholar Christopher Hart. They teamed with lifelong radio pro Nostra Dennis. Together, they are guardians of liberty and the American way.
Ladies and gentlemen, introducing the champions of political professional wrestling, Blair Adams, Nostra Dennis, and Christopher Hart. The American Adversaries, Drive Time.
Just as today is hump day, this year is the hump year of Barack Obama's presidency. And sure seems like he's just waiting out the weekend of a job he never really wanted. Oh, did I mention that is the kind of controversial below-the-belt ideas we discuss? On the American Adversaries Drive Time on News Talk 660 WORL. Blair Adams for Central Florida's best live political and sometimes adversarial talk. Now I have to wonder if for the next 3+ years, all our government can do is concentrate on scandals and an unraveling debacle called Obamacare, or the Unaffordable Health Care Act. Now, my co-host knows the best health care for this country is cure the economy first. Christopher Hart!
Amen to that, Blair Adams.
And I had to talk, too. That's great. My big fat tongue got in my way.
You're coming down with that Barney Frank disease. Okay, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, please. No, don't say that.
You are listening to the American Adversaries. It is Drive Time. And once again, we want to thank you so very much.
I thought I'd talk better.
Us this afternoon. Tongues in our teeth and everything else. Once again, we are live coming to you from the beautiful studios here in Altamont Springs, WORL 660, 407-774-8255 is the number, and you especially want to have that phone close by today.
It's Wednesday.
It is Wednesday. That's right, folks. So at some point during the show today, you're going to hear the Rays highlight play. When you do, give a call, and perhaps you'll win that family four-pack of tickets to a Rays home game and an authentic Rays baseball, or Rays authentic autograph baseball, something like that.
You
anyway.
Said I had the big tongue in my mouth. And folks, you want to make sure that you put down your number, or actually plug the number in your cell phone or whatever, so that you can call it really fast when you hear that, that baseball game noise.
Yeah, be ready. Okay, folks, and once again, if you want to participate in the show, that's the same number, 407-774-8255. We don't have any guests lined up today. It's just going to be us guys. Nostra Dennis will join us at the bottom of the hour, so it's a great day to call if you've had the mind to do that and were hesitant because of the guests we had. And we had some great guests on yesterday. Abe is always great, and Grover Norquist.
That was awesome.
And, we're going to have him back once again in not too long either. Okay, I want to talk first about the goings-on over in Germany today. President Obama, Gumby, if you will, was over there showing his flexibility once again, and he gave a speech at the Brandenburg Gate.
Last time he was there, he drew the big crowd, 200+ thousand, right?
It was a huge crowd. It was before he was elected the first time. And, if you heard the speech that time and you heard the speech today, you probably would have been struck by the thought that they sounded remarkably alike. However, the first time that he delivered the speech, the sermon, he delivered it much better. Perhaps the energy of 200,000 people there as opposed to 4,000 that were there today.
Yeah.
Perhaps they were just a little bit more subdued, or perhaps they were wondering why a man would stand up there and let's see, 6 years after he promised to, you know, lower the levels of the ocean and stop all this grandiose talk about how he was going to right everything in the world.
Name one thing.
Exactly. They must be wondering why he's still promising to do the same things. Because that is, in essence, what he did today. However, he delivered the speech. It was a much more poorly delivered speech, even to the extent that there's excuses, I understand, being made about it.
Yeah, the sun, it was hot, of course. Now, it was 90 degrees. He had on a coat. He had to take his coat off. But the sun messed up the teleprompter, from what I understand. One of the sources was saying.
Imagine that. The smartest president in history can't do without his teleprompter. And here we get proof of it as an excuse for such a poor delivered speech that they have to use as an excuse something that we make fun of the man about, that he can't say string two sentences together without reading it from a teleprompter.
And Chris, his speech, you have to give the man credit. His speech pointed out so many of other people's accomplishments. He didn't state any accomplishment that he has done. He pointed out Kennedy. He kind of alluded towards Reagan. They brought that wall down and all these wonderful people, but he sure didn't talk about his accomplishments, did he?
No, he saves that for, you know, the people who are actually helping him out now.
And the ones that send money?
Well, I'm in particular, I'm talking about Ben Bernanke. Now, on this trip, he's been giving interviews. One was to Charlie Rose the other night. He gave another couple of interviews yesterday. And in one of these interviews, he said about Ben Bernanke. Now, you know, question the man, his techniques, and what he has done. A lot of people credit him with saving the financial institutions as we know them. And for better or worse, I think that's an accurate thing to say. He's printing money left and right. But why is he printing money? What does he do with most of that money that he prints? He buys United States Treasury notes, savings bonds, to fund our government. A lot of people think that the Chinese are funding the debt in this country. No. Most of the debt is being funded by Ben Bernanke and his printing presses up there to Philadelphia. And were it not for that, we would be selling a lot more debt to the Chinese. The Chinese actually own a fairly small portion of our debt. The vast majority of it's owned by the Fed. The next in line are Americans like you and me,
all right, who have savings.
Savings bonds and other forms of investment.
Yep.
And so Ben Bernanke, if anything, has kept the stock market afloat. He has pumped a lot of liquidity out there, which is finding its way. It's trickling down. So you could say that a lot more than, say, Obama's stimulus package, Ben Bernanke might be responsible for what anemic growth we are having right now. In other words, were it not for Ben Bernanke, we'd probably be a lot worse off. Sadly to say, but because Barack Obama is so inept, he basically is the only thing that's kept us treading water. All right. Well, let's listen to what Barack said about Ben Bernanke the other day. Ben, he says, has been around longer than he should have been. Now, that might to some people not seem like a big deal, but everybody in the financial markets noticed it. All right? Not that they hadn't noticed similar things before, because it's going to go to an underlying trend that I'm going to address here in a second. And but this morning on CNBC and other networks, the excuse makers were out. He was tired. He was tired. It was a long trip. You know, he flew overseas, and oh, woe is poor Barack Obama. And once again, this is supposedly the smartest president in history. No, he was actually saying what he felt about Ben Bernanke, which is he doesn't appreciate what anybody else does, be it Ben Bernanke, be it the unions who helped get him where he is at, be it Oprah Winfrey. Be it the English, be it the Germans, neither he nor his wife appreciate anything or any of us for providing them with what they have. Basically, he is an ingrate through and through, and he was showing it with Ben Bernanke. And Ben Bernanke's term is going to be up the beginning of next year, so it's a clear signal that he will not be around for a second term as Fed head. And you can expect that he's going to start dialing back those printing presses.
Well, that's exactly. See, that's what I read into this, Chris. I read more into this that this may be Bernanke going to Barack and saying, okay, that's it. You know, we can't. We've stretched it out too far. You can't keep going on at this pace and borrowing and creating this cash. And I think that's where Barack and him had a little butting of the heads there, and Barack's going to get his man in there that'll, hey, whatever you want, I'll print as much cash as you want there, good buddy.
It may actually be a woman. It looks like it'll be Janet Yellen, who is a vice chair to the Fed right now.
Still a puppet.
No, she'll be more of a puppet, I think, than Ben Bernanke.
Yes, that's what I mean.
Believe it or not, Ben Bernanke was no Paul Volcker. He was even no Alan Greenspan. But and I hate to say this, but without Ben Bernanke, we'd be in a whole lot worse shape. Like it or not, that's just a simple reality. And so, you know, one day the debt will come due, and that's when we're either going to face some severe cuts in government programs or some severe inflation, and or combination of the two. So anyway, the point I'm trying to make is, and when Dennis comes on later on in the show, we're going to talk a little bit about the Africa vacation the Obamas are going to be taking. You know, I don't have any problem with the president taking vacations. I don't even really have a problem with going out playing golf all the time. I mean, you get a lot of work done out on a golf course if you know what you're doing.
Yeah.
The people skills, it's all what it's all about. All right. Eisenhower spent a lot of time on a golf course. And he certainly was an effective president, unlike this one. However, you know, when they go spending as extravagantly as they do on such a regular basis, and not once to my knowledge. Now, if anybody out there knows and I'm wrong about this, I would like to hear it. But not once to my knowledge has either the president or the first lady thanked the American public for how good they have it in the White House and how they can live so high on the hog while the rest of us have to do without. You know, at least once you would like them to thank us. But they just don't have it in them. This is why I say what's so revealing about this remark about Ben Bernanke. Ingrates. Ingrates. That's all I can say.
Well, absolutely, Chris. But you've got to remember, these people now, they're just telling us we all have to cut back because times are bad. Let's face it, for the Obamas, times are great.
And all a lot of their friends, they've been pretty good, too.
They got their hands in the cookie jar.
Except
I'm sorry, the
Oprah.
Piggy bank.
Didn't work out so good for Oprah, though.
No. She's on the hit list. Folks, we're the American Adversaries. We'll be right back.
For 16 years, Cafe Positano has been famous for blending their traditional Italian family recipes with the latest cuisines. They offer affordable fine dining in the banquet room and more casual dining in the main area. From pizza to specialty dishes and tender, juicy prime rib, everything is made fresh daily, even our sauces. And owner Pasquale Barba promises you'll want to return. Located 4 miles west on I-4 on 436, phone 407-774-8080.
Cafe Positano is true. Italian food, e lo prometto.
This is Marilee from Vacation Travel Planners, bringing you the travel deals of the week, like Bahama cruises from $189 per person, Alaska 7-night cruises from $279 per person, plus kids sail free on select dates, 7-night Hawaii cruises from $1249 per person, plus ask about pre- and post-hotel stays. Princess welcomes its newest ship, the Royal Princess, doing 7-night Eastern Caribbean from $654 per person. Book a balcony or above on Royal Caribbean and receive a complimentary dinner for two, plus receive free prepaid gratuities when you book by June 30th. What's your cruisitude? Now through June 18th, visit our website or Facebook page to be entered to win $1,000 toward a future vacation. Just tell us where you'd like to go. Give us a call at 321-251-4777. That's 321-251-4777. Or visit us at vacationtravelplanners.com.
Oh, yeah.
Keep listening for new travel specials every week. Bon voyage.
The battle is heating up. You're listening to The American Adversaries on 660 WORL, if you can take it.
All right, folks, here we are. We are The American Adversaries. Once again, thank you for being with us this afternoon. Lair Adams and Christopher Hart in the studio with you. 407-774-8255 is the number. I don't think I heard that highlight play. Did we hear that highlight play?
I didn't hear any baseball sounds.
No,
Nick
yeah,
in the studio.
Yeah, so
I mean,
pay
in the,
attention.
Booth says no.
Pay attention. It'll be coming up soon. You hear that highlight play, 407-774-8255, to get that family four-pack of tickets to a Rays home game. Okay.
And a signed baseball.
That's right. Get the tickets and have a ball. There you go. Okay, we were talking about Barack Obama at the Brandenburg Gate today. You know, that was the same place that Kennedy gave the famous
yep.
Ich bin ein Berliner speech, and Reagan gave the tear this wall down speech. And today, President Obama's speech gave people a bunch of yawns.
Yes, yes.
You know how you like to make fun of the way he has that list?
This.
Yes. I wonder if he'd have said, Ich bin ein Berliner, it would have been Ich bin ein Berliner.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to Sherry now, who's on the line. And she wants to talk about something that was going on in Washington, D.C. today. Sherry.
Yeah, whistle it up for us, Sherry.
Yes, Sherry. What do you have to say?
It's Washington, D.C. Early this morning, I switched the radio station.
Shame on you.
Wendy with Freedom Works.
Okay.
Have you heard about this, Chris? Because probably you hear about everything.
Well, I know that there was some goings-on in Washington, D.C. A lot of groups went up there today. I think Freedom Works was sponsoring a news conference or something. Some Tea Party groups went up there to basically protest about, or at least air their grievances about the IRS, mm-hmm. amongst other things. Is that what you had in mind?
No, that wasn't quite it.
Okay.
They have a group here that have made reservations with that are promoting Common Core.
Oh, at the hotel out here.
At J.W. Marriott.
Yes.
Okay. Freedom
yeah.
Works turned around, and they scheduled their workshop at the Ritz-Carlton next to the convention center that is next to J.W. Marriott.
Right.
They signed a contract. 10 days later, Ritz-Carlton called Wendy with Freedom Works or whoever and said, "We're canceling your contract. We don't want you here, and we're tearing up the contract."
Yeah. For some of you who out there may not know, you said it's Common Core, right?
Common Core.
Yeah, Common Core is this federal program to basically program our students in our schools, if you will.
Also through the government school teachers and their unions.
Yeah, they want to basically control the curriculum. They want to control also how your child gets educated, because with Bill Gates and all his foundation and all that involved, they basically want to, you know, produce a whole new database, you know, kind of like the NSA, but for much more nefarious reasons. They want to produce a database about all of our children going to public schools.
That's it.
And so they're having their national meeting here in Orlando. It's at the World Marriott, isn't it, Cherry?
Yeah, they said J.W. Marriott. I don't know.
Okay, I'm not sure if that's the World Marriott or not, but there's several Marriott hotels down there.
By the convention center.
Okay, that's not the World Marriott, but it's the Marriott right there on International Drive. They're having their national meeting there. Freedom Works was going to be there, I guess, to make a presence and hand out other literature and have their own meetings. And so the hotel has basically kicked them out, is what this amounts to, before they get there.
Right.
They've canceled their reservations.
But let me just say this.
What?
If this Freedom Works that had their contract torn up, if this Freedom Works would have been the new Black Panthers or an LGBT group.
Or Muslims.
Or a Muslim, I hate all infidel group.
They'd have gotten their own concierge or whatever you call that thing. Person.
I think Wendy needs to probably get a hold of Alliance Defending Freedom.
Yeah, she might want
to sue the butts off of this Ritz-Carlton. And I will never stay at that place.
Yeah, well, that's
anywhere in the United States.
You need to get that word out.
That's one thing you can do. That's one thing you can do is just don't spend your dollars there and find out who Ritz-Carlton is owned by, if they're owned by a larger corporation. But, yeah, to send them on up the road to the Rosen.
To Harris Rosen, that's right.
Dang right. I'm sure he'd put them up for the night.
Well, they were talking on the radio show. They were calling out for people. They were, you know, trying to get a hold of people that would take them at the last minute because They've got people that are scheduled all from all over the country coming into Orlando.
Well, we'll have to look
There's
into that. Maybe
people.
Maybe we can get somebody from the FreedomWorks on our program in the next day or so. And
FreedomWorks.org.
Okay, we'll find out more about it. Thank you,
okay,
Sherry.
Thanks.
All right, we appreciate it.
Great
Thank
job.
You for calling. And by the way, Sherry won a free bottle of Roxy Pacifics. Roxy Pacifics is a brand new sponsor to our show. If you weren't listening Sunday night, you probably don't know much about it. I don't have time to go into it right now, but it's a
wonderful skin treatment.
Exactly. And it's a very, you know, an all-natural ingredient.
Made from kelp.
And totally harmless. And you'll be hearing more about it on our show. Roxy Pacifics. You can go to Roxy Pacifics. That's R-O-X-Z-E-Y. And Pacifics spelled with an X at the end, .com to find out more about it and order you a bottle today. Okay, let's go to JJ, who wants to talk about Gumby at the Brandenburg Gate. That's Barack Gumby Obama, that is. Thank you, JJ, for calling.
Yeah, Chris, I wanted to say I like Gumby.
I'm sorry, we just got beep, beep, beep.
Okay, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, I really like your Gumby name for Obama, but I think I have an even better name for Michelle.
Okay, we keep getting a beep to try to give us the name for Michelle. I guess maybe we lost JJ? She's going to try to... by the way, folks, if you haven't been listening to our show the last couple of Sunday nights, I tagged President Obama with the nickname Gumby because of his remark to President Medvedev in relation to his...
Be a little more flexible.
His dealings with Putin after the election. You know, this was before the election. He said he'd be more flexible. Well, who could be more flexible than Gumby?
Let's try it again.
Okay, let's try again with JJ. JJ, I'm sorry. We were getting some background noise there.
Okay, my name for Michelle is Michelle Let Them Eat Cake Obama.
Oh, yes. Michelle Antoinette.
Yes, Michelle Antoinette Obama. Got that right, because that's basically their attitude.
Yeah, because she seems to be totally ignorant of people that are having trouble making ends meet. And, you know, to have that range is not, I mean, to have a six, who goes on, I mean, $1 million vacation, but $60 million, and it's not, oh, it's going to be 61 or 2. It's 60 to 100. I mean, that's quite a range.
Oh, yeah, this is going to be their African vacation this year. You know, they're going to green up the dark continent, but not by, you know, any climate change business. They're greening it up with dollar bills because we're pumping about, between, according to the Washington Post, between $60 and $100 million for the Obamas to take a vacation.
That's outrageous.
It's not only outrageous, but it's cruel. In my mind, it's cruel for them to do that and to take people so for granted. It's like if they, in their minds, they must think, well, if we thank the American public, it's a recognition that we're being extravagant. You know? But that's the only thing that I can think of. Or perhaps just thanking the American public just doesn't even dawn on them. Because certainly it's not their $60 to $100 million that's paying for this vacation. It's not their jet.
They don't have it in them. They don't have it in them.
Well, that's my point. That's my point. And a lot of people are seeing that now.
Well,
and as Lair said, this next 3 years, you know, he's going to begin to look like a camel with a big old hump in his back by the time, because the pressure is going to be immense.
Yep.
And a lot of it's going to come from his former friends. People like Oprah Winfrey, who got burned. People like the unions, who aren't too happy with him, especially if he signs an immigration deal. And other groups, many of them out there, the environmentalists, the real greenies, they're upset. Yeah, they would like to have heard him rattle off some accomplishments today. Not another promise, you know, to do something about the problem.
And the media that's been so in love with him, now he's spying on them, too.
Yeah. All right. We're coming up on another break, folks. Be listening for that highlight play.
That's right. It's like a baseball game noise, you know, folks. You'll never know.
You'll know when you hear it.
You'll know what it is. Folks, we are the American Adversaries. Don't forget, we are here 6 nights a week, 6 afternoons or whatever. But on Sundays, it's 5 to 8. The rest of the week, it's Monday through Friday, 5 to 6 o'clock. For the best in political professional wrestling, we do liken politics to professional wrestling because you never know who the good guys and bad guys are. But we are adversarial.
For 16 years, Cafe Positano has been famous for blending their traditional Italian family recipes with the latest cuisines. They offer affordable fine dining in the banquet room and more casual dining in the main area. From pizza to specialty dishes and tender, juicy prime rib, everything is made fresh daily, even our sauces. And owner Pasquale Barba promises you'll want to return. Located 4 miles west on I-4 on 436. Phone 407-774-8080.
Cafe Positano is true Italian food, e lo prometto.
It's political, professional wrestling at its finest. The American Adversaries on 660 WORL.
That's right, Chris. You hear that crowd noise, Chris?
I thought I heard something there just before we came back from the break there.
Yeah, a little crowd noise there.
Sounded like the crack of a bat. I don't know, something like that. 407-774-8255 is the number, ladies and gentlemen. If you want tickets or if you want to talk on the show, that's the number, 407-774-8255.
Well, Chris, you know, you were talking about Barack Obama going to Africa, and let me tell you a story about a friend of mine that just came back from a trip to Africa. Yeah, she had a great time. She loved it. But when she got back, she got a lot of itchy bumps on her. And I guess there is this particular fly there that you don't know it, but it gets in there and it lays its eggs in your skin. It wasn't fun to take care of that little problem.
Have you ever seen that show?
I think there's critters in that continent.
It reminds me of those shows on Animal Channel where these people get these things.
The big worm of the guy's arm. I love that. They cut the bottom of it. They roll it and you can actually see the worm come out of his arm when they're winding it up. Oh, folks, if that sounds gross, it is.
Yeah, it just creeps me out. Well, I'm sure the Obamas don't have to worry about that. They are going to have so many people scurrying around them, you know, and that's another thing, you know, and I don't want to sound like I'm picking on Michelle Obama, but maybe I am. I don't know. But when you got to have 25 or 30 people tending to you, come on. I mean, what are they all doing? What in the world could they possibly doing?
This isn't security.
No, this is people who schedule her appearances, and then what this else?
It's a favoritism thing, Chris.
They pick out her shoes. They must shine her shoes. Yeah. I don't know. They must pick out her clothing. And it's like JJ said to Marie Antoinette. I mean, I can imagine this woman being helped in and out of the tub. But for God's sakes, have 4 or 5 people who bathe her. Who knows? What do you need 25 people to take care of you?
It's a favoritism thing. All her buddies. We are paying for Michelle and all her buddies. Oh, but now these are necessary people. I need these people. Yeah, these are your buddies, and we're footing the huge bill.
Even a quadriplegic doesn't need 25 people to take care of them. I would be ashamed of myself rather than have that many people around tending to me. By the way, folks, I want to congratulate James from Orlando. James did hear the Rays highlight play, and he called in at that phone number, 407-774-8255. Don't forget, we'll do this again next Wednesday, and pretty much every Wednesday as long as the season holds out. And these are family 4-packs of tickets to a Rays home game. You can pretty much use them at your discretion with very few limitations. And you also get an authentic autographed baseball to go along with it. Okay, folks, so congratulations once again to James for that. Okay, all right, it looks like Nostradamus has joined us now, so let's bring him into the conversation. Nostradamus, how are you doing over at headquarters today?
I am well, and I have a message for James of Orlando. If he has a family of 3, I'm perfectly willing to sit in the back seat.
As long as it's a Mets game, right?
Oh, you know, I don't care, because the Rays are my second favorite team, so, yeah.
The Mets had a pretty big day yesterday.
They did. They 2 of their best pitchers each won a game. They beat their rivals, the Braves. They had a great day.
Yeah, certainly did. The Rays wasn't so great. Pete had to do a little digging to find that highlight play, because there weren't any yesterday, but there will be a lot of them.
The best part of the Rays doubleheader was they took a break just long enough for us to do the entire show on the big stick.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. They were delayed by rain, and we got to do our show. And as soon as our show was over, baseball. Once again, folks, if ever you tune in during our airtime, 660 WRL, and you find the Rays here, just go up the dial to 1520 WBZW. You'll find us there. Real quickly, Nostradamus, we were talking about this trip to Africa the Obamas are getting ready to take. Now, this isn't part of the trip they're on now. How should we say it? He's on a working vacation now. That will be an out and out vacation, I believe. But tell us what some of the things that that $60 to $100 million is going to buy us.
Oh my goodness, he's going to be doing a lot of things. Actually, they say they don't know exactly how much it's going to cost because some of the information is classified for the purposes of national security.
Yeah, but they are saying that they're going to haul over, what is it, like 14 limousines.
Mm-hmm. Three trucks loaded with bulletproof glass.
That's for the hotels they're going to stay in.
Hundreds of Secret Service agents, which may actually boost the African economy. Because you know what Secret Service agents do during their downtime when they're protecting the president.
Now.
I'm saying they go to video arcades.
Well, watch out for those flies.
Yeah, and other critters.
Now, we will say this.
He gets under your skin.
They have cut back a tiny bit. They've canceled plans to go on a safari because of the additional expense of a sharpshooting team.
Yeah, they were going to shoot any animals that were dangerously close to the first family. Like,
oh,
whoopee!
Get out of here.
What environmentalists you guys are.
Can you imagine that? No, I heard it was because they couldn't get their hands on an air-conditioned elephant or camel.
Yeah. As a comparison, what this is costing Americans, us, our taxpayers, you could have 70 years of White House tours.
Yeah, over 1,300.
Yeah, 1,300 weeks.
It cost, for the tour program, for one whole year, it costs a measly, and I say measly, $2 million mm-hmm. on this one vacation. As Dennis said, they could do that. How many years?
70 years.
From 70 years, yeah.
83, you could fund the White House tours.
Guys, the free tours over at NASA, they've cut those because of the sequester.
Mm-hmm.
But they get to go to Africa.
We should stop saying that they have cut such things because of the sequester, and we should start saying that they have cut those things so that we can pay for the Obama's vacation. Because, in essence, that's what it boils down to. You know, if Mr. Obama really wanted to do something gracious, he could say, you know, hey, we're not going to take a vacation this year, or we're going to vacation right out here at Camp David. You know,
I'll give you a comparison. Do you remember right after 9/11, President Bush made a concerted effort, and he made a decision not to play golf because he didn't like the image that it would portray to Americans. He had a total of 24 rounds of golf in his two terms in office, most of, if not all of them, before the 9/11 attacks.
Well,
the president currently is at 125 rounds of golf. That is this president.
Well, like I said, I don't have as big a problem with him playing golf as I do these extravagant vacations.
Because it sends the wrong image.
Well, it does. It absolutely does. And people are now beginning to notice it. I mean, when the Washington Post is complaining about it costing $60 to $100 million, and you're their guy, that's not good. So,
yeah, and speaking of people beginning to notice it, people are beginning to notice this NSA story.
Okay.
A Rasmussen poll taken over the last 3 days shows that more than 80% of voters nationwide are now following the IRS targeting story, and 70% of them believe that the instructions to target conservatives came from D.C.
You're talking about
the White House.
The IRS. Yeah, the IRS story. Yeah, absolutely.
That's right. I'm sorry. Yeah, the IRS story. Yeah.
Yeah, and I knew this one would hit home because everybody has to deal with the IRS at least once a year. Pretty much everyone, or at least has had to deal with the IRS, or if they're an illegal, they are at least fearing dealing with the IRS. So certainly people are going to sit up and take notice. The poll number that I thought was interesting is how many people are not believing the White House storyline.
That's right, and that's 70% of Americans.
Yeah, so that's not good for President Obama.
No, that doesn't go far for your trust.
Yeah, and as I said, when this first broke, the ironic thing is he may not have actually known what was going on until maybe a year or two ago. I believe that he knew at least long before we knew.
Yeah.
But I don't necessarily...
I think he knew before the election.
But I don't necessarily think he actually set it in motion. He probably just chuckled, oh boy, that's the kind of thinking I like out there, you know, rather than him actually setting it in motion. And it may be the one thing that it really affects how Americans feel about the guy. Because like I say, everybody has to deal with the IRS, and nobody that I've ever met likes it.
Well, the IRS must have done a great job because this year They are getting a total of $70 million in bonuses.
Let's see, between the Obama's vacation and these guys, that's almost $200 million. How many years would that give us White House tours? That'd be 100 years, right?
Yeah, how many years of American adversaries would that fund?
Man, that'd be a lot of years on the budget. We're working on this shoestring budget. Yeah, I'll tell you what. I'd be eating more than rice and beans for a while. I'll tell you what. No complaints, though. We're having a blast. But, yeah, it's just the extravagance. And it's been going on. I mean, for the Obamas, it's just second nature. I mean, if anything, they're probably bristled that they're getting criticism from people they shouldn't, in their minds, be getting criticized by, like the Washington Post.
Going back to JJ, this is an attitude of let them eat cake. It really is. It's like let the rest of America suffer, but as long as we show that we're the shining people, the shining rich people up at the top, just like you guys wanted me. You elevated me to star and godlike status. Well, if I'm a god, I gotta have lots of cash.
Right, right, absolutely right. You guys ever see the movie Joe Kidd, Clint Eastwood movie?
No.
Joe Kidd, have you ever seen it?
I think I did.
It's where Robert Duvall plays basically the bad guy, and he hires Joe Kidd to find this guy, a Spanish guy. It had to do with the border disputes back in, you know, the Wild West days. And he hires, Duvall hires Clint Eastwood to find the guy. And they go out, and they find this little Spanish village, and they take a bunch of villagers hostage. And Clint Eastwood obviously doesn't like what's going on when he finds out who he's tied into, and he sets everything right. But they're trying to entice the Spanish fellow in. He had raided a courthouse, and they wanted to take him back. And because once again, it was a land dispute, as was the plot. But the bottom line I'm getting to is he was willing to allow this whole village of his people to be killed rather than him go and face justice. And this is the line of thinking that these people have.
And
it's
we don't want to believe our leaders could think that way.
Well, that's the way they live. They don't maybe not even think that way. That's the way they live their lives, as though all the rest of us are here for them. Okay? And really, it is supposed to be the other way around. And that's why I say they are ungrateful.
Is that why they call it public service?
Exactly why they call it that. Very astute point there. Nostradamus.
Yeah, you guys said it all. I say we go to the break and think about what to talk about next break.
Okay, yeah, we are coming up on the break. Real quick, folks, we are live. 407-774-8255 is the number. Once again, we want to congratulate James from Orlando for winning the family four-pack of tickets to a Rays home game. I'm sure he's going to have a blast there, even if Nostradamus can't make it with him. And he gets an autographed baseball from the Rays as well. So once again, folks, please be listening next Wednesday and every Wednesday during the baseball season, and perhaps you too can win a family four-pack of tickets. And it's a great way to spend a family outing. It really, really is. And they do a great job over there at the Trop of being very hospitable. And it's one of the cheapest parks in major leagues in terms of the hot dogs and all that other stuff that goes with it. It's going to be a really great day for James and his family.
That's right. Now, folks,
my favorite part is when the Rays strike out 10 batters, you get a free Papa John's pizza.
Wow, that's right. I forgot about that.
Is that all over the state?
Yeah.
Oh, doggone.
You just have to have that ticket stub.
We're the American adversaries. Watch out for that pizza.
For 16 years, Cafe Positano has been famous for blending their traditional Italian family recipes with the latest cuisines. They offer affordable fine dining in the banquet room and more casual dining in the main area. From pizza to specialty dishes and tender, juicy prime rib, everything is made fresh daily, even our sauces. And owner Pasquale Barba promises you'll want to return. Located 4 miles west on I-4 on 436, phone 407-774-8080.
Cafe Positano is true Italian food, e lo prometto.
Ho! Hey, folks, this is WWE Hall of Famer Hacksaw Jim Duggan. I took on the Iron Sheik from Iran. I took on Nikolai Volkov from the USSR. I took on Andre the Giant from France. I just want you to know, time for more political mayhem with the American adversaries. Tough guy, how about a ho!
And here we go, folks. That's right. You are listening to the American Adversaries. Lair Adams, Christopher Hart in the studio with you. Nostra Dennis is calling in from headquarters across town. Don't forget, folks, we want to welcome back John Aviat of Housing Relief Group as a sponsor of our show. And he is there to help you out if you are in dire straits or know someone who is in dire straits over your home or their home. If anybody you know is contemplating bankruptcy or is on the verge of facing a foreclosure, please, at no charge.
Or even a short sale.
Absolutely. At no charge to you, call John Aviat at 407-255-2412. That's 407-255-2412. That's John Aviat at Housing Relief Group. Don't declare bankruptcy or go into foreclosure proceedings without having checked with John first. And as we said, no charge to you. Okay, I want to get back now to Nostra Dennis. Nostra Dennis, you still with us?
I am, guys.
All right. Yeah, James was real excited to get those tickets, so I don't think that there's much chance of you hitching a ride over there.
That's, you know, I hear rumblings we might actually be doing a show from over there at some point this year.
Don't give it away, but yeah, there's rumors of being bantied about out there, so you never know with the American Adversaries. All right. By the way, I just ran across this, and I know I didn't talk about it with, I don't believe, either one of you before the show, but have you all heard of a business, or excuse me, a corporation called BioZoom?
Not BioZoom.
BioZoom. All right. Well, both of you guys are Star Trek fans, right?
Sure.
All right. You know what the tricorder is, right?
Absolutely.
Sure. All right. That's what BioZoom has developed.
It's actually a salt shaker. used in the original show was a salt shaker.
Is that right?
Yeah.
All right. Well, this is what it was supposed to be used for, is what BioZoom has come up with. It's called the BioZoom Biofeedback Scanner. And it can do a blood test without having to take blood. And it's been used very successfully so far in some hospitals. And it will soon be available to more hospitals and doctors and to the public at will.
Wow.
So it is not an invasive procedure at all. It's a very advanced development.
How big is it? Is it small like the tricorder was?
It's a handheld device. Mm-hmm. I don't know that it looks like. I haven't seen one, but it is a handheld device. If you're interested, they are traded on the stock market. I'm not recommending you buy them, though, but BioZoom, Inc. BioZoom.
Chris, where's my flying car?
We'll have to check in with the Jetsons on that
one. Me, George Jetson.
Dear. Okay, Nostra Dennis, there was some interesting news that I saw about trust, in particular trust in television and newspaper as sources of news.
This is a story you're not going to hear on television and you're not going to read in the newspaper.
Most likely not.
But we'll talk about it on the radio. Why not?
Darn right. Darn shoot tootin' we will.
A Gallup poll says the percentage of Americans who have a great deal or quite a lot of confidence in what they read in the newspapers dropped to 23% this year, down from 25% last year.
That's almost as bad as Congress.
Just as a perspective, back in 1979, right before Ronald Reagan took office, American confidence in newspapers reached its peak all time at 51%.
Wow.
TV is just as bad. TV is tied with newspapers this year. 23% say what they see on TV, they have confidence in its veracity. That's slightly up from last year, where TV was down at 21%.
Are these trends, or is this something that we can attribute to their infatuation with this president, who's more of a failure than he is a success?
It's hard to tie that to the president. It's a Gallup poll that's done on an annual basis. And Gallup attributes the drop in confidence to a number of factors, including other methods of getting information, like social networking websites, shows like ours, podcasts that give you alternative information.
Yeah, but that doesn't affect trust.
Did you say shows like ours?
Shows like ours. They didn't mention the American Adversaries, but they said that the resurgence of talk radio has eaten into trust, because if you're hearing the same thing on three different networks' nightly newscasts and you hear them not talk about stories that you hear about on the radio, it makes you wonder, oh, wait, are they just not covering these stories because they don't want to?
Hallelujah. So we, so I can't say we, but the shows like this, Rush Limbaugh, Glenn Beck, all the big dogs and the little dogs are having an effect. Is that what you're saying?
The generic we. And by the way, I have a our friend the Crybaby. I have some breaking news about him. Did you know The Blaze, his TV network,
yeah,
now available on Central Florida Right House Channel?
Is that right?
Yeah.
I know that
they've been lobbying for that for a while. They just got it. My wife turned it on today and saw it.
What number is it?
Yeah.
I think it's 1233, but don't hold me to that. Just skip around. Check the guide. It's in Bright House, Central Florida.
By the way, right, we have a caller here that wants to correct your Star Trek trivia, and I think I know what he's talking about. That salt shaker you were talking about, that wasn't the tricorder. That was the little medical thing. But we'll see if Rick wants to agree with me. Rick, how are you today?
Yeah, that's why I called in, Bones used that salt shaker to as a medical scanner. The tricorder looked like an old cassette, portable cassette player.
Got it. Okay. I know they took all kinds of knickknacks to try that looked super, super futuristic back then, and yep, you are correct.
I still like the first series Star Trek the best of all.
Yeah, especially
you know
those.
They actually had a phaser that worked. It just took a 2-inch cable to connect to the gun in order for it to work.
They had their own version of a stun gun, huh?
Well, it
a taser.
The thing about a phaser was that the light would cut off and you would see it travel. They made one that would do that, but it took a full inch cable going into the gun in order for it to work.
Yeah. Rick, don't face me, bro.
Hey, Rick, you messaged me yesterday with a good point about
a moderate Iranian president.
Yeah.
Yeah, they use a queen sword to behead you.
Okay, thanks, Rick. We appreciate you being out there. We really do. Okay, folks. Nostradamus, we only have a couple of minutes left here. You were saying that these news sources are... Did you say that these are record lows for trust in these other news sources?
For newspapers, it's a record low of 23%. For TV, it's actually up from 21% last year, but both of them are scraping all-time bottom. People just there's no Walter Cronkite out there today that people can go to and know that what they're getting is something they can trust.
I think you just hit the nail on the head in terms of what's really going on here. As much as I'd like to think it's shows like ours, it really is. They're doing it to themselves.
And we admit our bias, Chris. You know, one thing about Walter Cronkite, he didn't admit his, and he was biased.
And none of the people that they do. And but certainly when people begin to see through them, then they do look for other alternatives like us. I don't think it's so much
journalists. We never pretend to be journalists.
Yeah, and I don't think it's so much that we're drawing them away is that people are looking for other sources and they find us. And we may not be journalists, but I'll tell you what, we run this organization around here like more like journalists than they run NBC News. That's the God honest truth.
We don't make up stuff.
That's
switch
what I'm
stuff
saying.
Around, edit
and,
it.
And we try very hard to get the facts. And then we weave in our opinions. But we work from a basis of fact. And that's not what they do. They work from a basis of making up the facts.
And if we make a mistake, we point it out.
Yeah, absolutely do. And so once again, I think that they've done this to their own credibility. This is the effect of putting all your eggs in one basket, the Barack Obama basket, the Gumby basket, and coming back to haunt them.
Well, and Dennis, too, I don't know if you saw recently that survey that showed who do you trust? Who do people put their trust in? And, of course, the top 50 names were actors and celebrities, people that are paid to lie.
You know, at first that really kind of angered me, but once again, I believe it just goes to show that there are so few people out there in the real world that they can actually trust that they end up relying on fantasy figures, which is basically what you're saying. It's a shame, but it's due to the people at the top and the people in the media. They're bringing it on themselves. That's all I can say about that.
That and a nation that has let things slip by. Folks, we are the American adversaries. Our forefathers wouldn't have put up with this. And maybe that's the direction we need to head back to. Listen, we'll be back tomorrow night at 5 o'clock. Have a great evening. Tell them, Chris.
Night, everybody.